Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, and one of the seriously feel-good stories of the year so far, it was quite special over the weekend to see one of our most respected basketball identities back on court. 2 years after his cancer diagnosis, Alex Pledger has worked his way back to basketball, signing with his old Southland Sharks and completing a return that might have seemed pretty improbable not that long ago. The timing couldn't be more fitting either, with May being Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, and Alex being a fitting ambassador for that cause, and he's been good enough to give us a bit of his time this morning. Alex, thanks very much. Tell us a wee bit about your ambassador role for this Bowel Cancer Awareness Month.
Morning, thanks for having me on. It's something that's obviously over the last couple of years has become quite important to me. It's been a it is one of those things that has a I don't know if stigma is the word, but it is kind of considered one of those things that young people don't get, that healthy people don't get. It's kind of like an older person thing, kind of something like that. And I'm obviously a pretty big piece of evidence that's not exactly the case. So kind of just to help, get the word out there, letting people know what the symptoms are. Doesn't matter if you're in your 60s, 50s, 20s, whatever you are. It's a thing that anybody can get. So just to help raise awareness, it's something that I, really look to do just to, try and prevent and help people, avoid the fairly average time that I've been through over the last couple of years.
Well, you've got through it, which is the great piece of news for you personally, Alex, and for those around you as well. And just brought you back to the basketball court. So tell us about the emotions when you set foot at those big feet of yours, headed across the white line onto the court. Tell us how it felt.
Yeah, it was, when I was warming up for the game, it was kind of like a first day at school kind of feeling. It was, I wouldn't say I was nervous, but I was definitely a little bit anxious and kind of just, after so long, just wondering how it was going to go. The legs and back are still a little bit sore a couple of days later. But it was just, to have my wife sitting in the crowd and her watching and playing for the team that supported me through the entire ordeal. It was a pretty special moment. And even though the result of the game didn't go the way the Sharks were hoping, it's definitely a memory that I'll look back on fondly.
How big a carrot was that while you were going through this terrible process that you had and these down times and this period of great uncertainty for the future? How big a carrot was basketball for you? I mean, I ask this on behalf of younger people who still have goals left in their life who may succumb to illness as well. How important was you to have a goal?
It was something that I always... It was always a goal in the back of my mind. It wasn't completely within my control because, just depending on how treatments and surgeries and recoveries and various things went. And when I was doing those things, I wasn't thinking, oh my God, I have to get back on the court. But I was concentrating on the treatment and the recovery side of it. But it was always in the back of my mind. I would like to get back out there and finish my career on a more positive note rather than kind of having, a not so great ending like that. And, so about a couple of months ago when I got the all clear from the doctors and was able to start training again. You know, my body responded quite well to that stuff, and yeah, I couldn't be happier that I'm able to step back on the floor again.
Alex, through adversity, I think a lot of people learn things about themselves. What did you learn about yourself? What was, you know, probably the thing that you look back and think, yeah, I was pretty cool because of? What did you find out about yourself as a person?
Just that it might sound kind of silly, but how much power your mind has over your body. You know, I kept a very positive mindset throughout the entire thing. And as I mentioned, you know, that's not always, you know, the outcome isn't always going to be within your control. But, you know, just knowing, but I'm not sure how to put it into words, but just like knowing that you can overcome something that's pretty terrible, it just kind of, you know, just puts things in perspective. Just that, you know, that sport's not that important. It's, you know, just, you know, when you put your mind to things, you know, you can accomplish a lot. And yeah, it's kind of a difficult question to put into a couple of words, but it's just just knowing in your mind that you have the ability to overcome difficult things. You know, it's not a thing that you want to necessarily learn when you're in your early 30s, but or in the fashion that I did. But yeah, it'll just, you know, there'll be other challenges in life, and just knowing that I've overcome something like that, you know, will definitely help me out further down the line.
Right, now that you've got the singlet back on and you're back on court, what kind of ambitions have you set yourself? Have you set yourself goals now?
Yeah, well, obviously, I think, excuse me, yeah, I think I had a reputation throughout my playing career as a winning player, and at the moment, you know, in the playoff picture, the Sharks are on the outside looking in, but we still have plenty of time to turn things around. So, you know, just whether it's on the practice court, setting an example off the court, because we do have, you know, there's a couple of guys around the same age as me, but we do have a lot of young guys as well. So if we can, you know, just from, you know, setting a good example of what it takes to be a professional sports person and help turn things around, yeah, that's one of the biggest goals for me this season.
Well, if the team's about to turn it around, you've got a very important couple of weeks coming up, because you've got the local derby against the Nuggets, who have faltered of late, and then you've got the Ears at home as well. Opportunity for points here.
Yeah, with, you know, we've... our last two or three home games, you know, we haven't got the greatest results, but we've got a new import coming in. His name's Josh Cunningham. He played for the Sharks a couple of years ago. And, yeah, so he gets here today, I think. So we'll have almost a week of practice with him in the squad, and then, you know, a couple of games at home, as you just mentioned before. You know, we have a double header up in Auckland with the two Auckland teams after that. So these two home games are pretty important to, you know, to steady the ship and get back in the playoff picture. And then, you know, we'll see if we can make a little run of it the last eight games of the season.
Alex, through your time in the United States, through university and your education there, as well as playing basketball, of course, did you develop a favourite NBA team?
No, I was never, because the places where I went to college didn't have NBA teams. Yeah, in Kansas City didn't have an NBA team. So I was always a guy who kind of liked players, and I just liked whatever team that person played for. But yeah, obviously at the moment, I've always been a LeBron fan, so yeah, seeing the Lakers get swept out of the conference finals, I wasn't overly happy with that. But Denver are pretty good and they're a fun team to watch. So, you know, I think they'll go on to win the entire thing. But, and obviously being a Kiwi, you know, Stephen Adams being the lone Kiwi representative of the NBA, I follow the Grizzlies quite closely as well.
Alex, we have Game 7 today, obviously, and the Celtics are on the verge of history here. No one's come back from 0-3. They host the Miami Heat. How do you see this going?
Yeah, I think Boston will get it at home. It will be, you know, the fashion that Miami lost. Lost game six with that you know, that last second tip in to keep for Boston to keep their season alive. Yeah, and I think Boston and, you know, the home crowd in Boston and their home arena, even though their home record in the playoffs over the last couple of years hasn't been that great. You know, if I was a betting man, I would bet on Boston, but at the same time, Miami are kind of one of those scrappy, mentally strong, kind of resilient teams. So if there is a team that can kind of overcome a bit of a blow like that, it would be them. But yeah, if I was to tip any team, it would be the Celtics in Game 7 to be the first team to ever come back from 3-0.
Is it as simple as Tatum v. Butler in your regard? I mean, if Jimmy Butler has a 40-point game or a 45-point game, does that have to happen for the Heat to be a real chance?
I don't think it has to happen. I mean, the Heat were a couple of tenths of a second away from winning Game 6, and Butler and Bam Adebayo combined to shoot, like, I can't remember off the top of my head exactly what it was, but it was like 9 of 34 or something like that. So, you know, they have role players that can step up and, you know, and play well as they have throughout the entire playoffs. But yeah, I think it'll come down to a combination of both of those things, you know, Butler and Bam for Miami and, Tatum and Brown for Boston, and then, you know, for a couple of those role players can step up and knock down a few big shots. You know, I think it'll kind of come down to a combination of all of those things. I don't think it'll be just one guy dominating the entire game. I think it'll be the team that, you know, the team that comes to play the most will be the one that gets it, rather than just one guy carrying the whole lot.
Meanwhile, the Denver Nuggets sit and wait. They've created history already getting to this point. And they have, you're a big, and they have a big. Boy, do they have a big. Nikola Jokic, the Joker, as they call him. How are they going to stop him? What have you noticed about this guy who does the same role as you in a basketball team? I mean, he is just a unit who seems almost unstoppable, Alex.
Yeah, we play the same position, but... obviously, our games are vastly different. Yeah, he's kind of, offensively, he doesn't really have any weaknesses. He can score inside. He can score from the mid-range. He can shoot threes. He can handle the ball and run a fast break in the open court. In a pick and roll, he can be the guy setting the screen or the guy coming off it in a handoff. He can be the guy handing it off, or he can be the guy coming off it. He's the best passing big man ever, and probably a top two or three passer in the NBA at the moment, regardless of position. Yeah, he's just one of those guys, no matter what you do, no matter what your game plan is around him, he can hurt you no matter what you do. So, and then with Jamal Murray and Porter on the perimeter knocking in threes and doing the things that they do, and they have some really good defensive minded role players as well who can knock down open shots, like Bruce Brown off the bench and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. So they're going to be well rested and well prepared for whoever they wind up playing against. And yeah, if yeah, we've spoken a lot about Miami and Boston, but yeah, I think Denver will definitely be the favourite, no matter which team of those two makes the finals. And yeah, I think yeah, Denver will create a little bit more history by winning the championship for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Alex Pedger thinks too, lots of history. The Boston Celtics today coming back from 0-3, and the Nuggets first time in their franchise. Finally, Alex, if in terms of advice, just getting back to what you've been through and what you're the ambassador for, do people tend to sit back a bit long here and delay things? I mean, what advice would you have for people, not just of your age, who think they might have an issue?
Yeah, it would be just not put it off. You know, it's, you know, I obviously you have to be careful with the way I word it, because I don't want to scare people, but because the, you know, the symptoms that present themselves for bowel cancer are also the symptoms that are symptoms of many other less serious things. But yeah, I would just, you know, the earliest sign of any change, you know, involving that area, I'd go straight to the doctor and get it checked out. And again, not sure how to word it, but if, just don't be afraid to kind of stand up for yourself. And, you know, because I was dismissed a couple of times when I brought up family history and the symptoms that I was having, and I was told that I was too young and too healthy and all of that to, you know, and obviously that turned out to not be true. So, so yeah, I would just, you know, be, you know, kind of be persistent. Don't be afraid to, for lack of a better word, be annoying. You know, if you kind of do get dismissed, or kind of they just assume that it's something else, you know, go get a second opinion or go back and just, yeah, keep pushing until you kind of get the answers that you want, because, yeah, it's better to kind of do that than kind of wind up in a scenario just because you accepted something like that. So that would be the advice that I give. Just don't allow the symptoms to kind of fester over time. As soon as something out of the ordinary happens, go to the doctor and push as hard as you can to get to the bottom of it.
You are the perfect ambassador, Alex Pledger. Let's hope that role is very successful and creates more awareness. Your story is amazing. You're inspirational to get back to where you have as an elite athlete as well. So congratulations on that once again. Thanks so much for your time, and let's hope those Southland Sharks get a bit of momentum. They need it going into the playoffs, if that's possible. Cheers, man. Thank you.
All right, cheers. Thank you.